Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and here's what she's got to say. Hello, Sane Man. My request for you sending me your shirt seems to alarm some of your fans. I was debating quite a lot if I should even ask for it. Seems like I was right about needing to be sure if it's okay to basically share that on your channel before I even asked. The comments have been interesting. Unlike the woke folk, I do see that my request is strange. So I'm not surprised about how many times it has been said that I'm crazy. The men on your channel have said some wild things on what I'm planning. In all honesty, I am quite happy to see how concerned they are with your well-being. It's quite sweet. Whenever I hear women talking about this, they're usually complaining about how overbearing men are. I think it shows they care and want you to be safe. The comment with the three hearts on your channel is a great example. Oddly, the comment from TomDenny13 was close to what I wanted to test out. I read studies as well and I found it interesting. Sight is the least interesting sense for me. I already know that I like the sound of your voice, and since everyone in my family is sensitive to the smell department, I wanted to know how your smell would factor in. Doing this in person blindfolded would probably be way more effective, but not something you would go for. Asking for a worn shirt was the best thing I could do. I don't really get why guys are so overly sensitive about this. I don't really understand why it's alright to ask for someone to ask for a picture so you have a visual idea of how they look like, but asking how they smell is offensive. Honestly, most people just want to be offended. Thank you for indulging me, and I've been able to run my test. But we might have different ideas on quality when it comes to shirts, but overall I do like it. It is bigger on the shoulders, but I find that it fits nicely and feels comfortable. I'm not sure if and how long you wore that shirt, but it has a nice light scent to it. I like to keep the shirt and see if I feel this way because of the shirt or the scent. At least now you know what type of women would like your worn shirts. As for the topic, I'm hoping you could get into why men's concerns are often seen as overbearing by women. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Against my better judgment and that of everyone listening, I sent Fat Cat the shirt. I sent it from Budapest when I was over in Europe. The post office there was more like a bank than what I'm used to in Canada with small kiosks and a pharmacy. People thought that Fat Cat might want to try and put a spell on me and requested that I wear that shirt before sending it to her. I put it on for like 5 minutes. She said to wear it, but she didn't say for how long. That's what women typically do. Change the contract they have with you when you think it means one thing and she does another, but still stays within the bounds of the initial contract. When I told her that, she said it wasn't long enough. I suspected, but I didn't know that the reason Fat Cat wanted the shirt was to see if she was actually attracted to my scent. Hell, if I'd known that's what she wanted, I would have sent her a pair of used boxer shorts or cum socks instead. Just kidding. That could have been used against me as a false allegation. I'm just not that stupid. There was also an experiment years ago where women were asked to smell men's shirts to see if by scent alone they could figure out which men were the most attractive, and it worked. I don't know about that because even I'm turned on by my own scent. So does that make me a sane man sexual? I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Sandman is planning on selling used bathwater next to female superfans in the Sims Clown World show. Besides the fact that Fat Cat paid me to send the shirt, I had no use for it because I went from 185 pounds down to 160. After going on my keto diet, and now I have a closet full of clothing that I'll never be able to fit into again. So if anyone wants to buy a shirt, just send me a color request, and I'll see what I can do. Just kidding. That was a one-time thing. Fat Cat also sent me an old shirt of hers that I had to get rid of, because how do I know that it didn't originally belong to the last online personality that she had a crush on? So Fat Cat wants to basically know why the concerns of men listening to this, and that are telling me not to send that shirt, are overbearing. Because Fat Cat, they don't know your intentions. And in the manosphere, we've seen many false allegations thrown our way. One woman pretended to be interested in me during the men's rights conference, and she was secretly working for GQ magazine. And she ended up entrapping another manosphere content creator named Victor Zen. You can't be too careful with people, especially those trying to stop me, especially in the past. Today, the only people that might want to stop me are those that realize the full potential of my virtual sex system, or they want me all to themselves. Even Jade, another one of my female fans that wants me to have her babies, told me not to send that shirt to Fat Cat. Guys aren't being overbearing, they're just being hypervigilant, because they've seen the crazy world of Me Too that we currently live in. A shirt covered with my DNA is potentially evidence of a crime for all I know. Even with the online record of our conversations and all that digital evidence, you never know how cops can spin a web of lies, especially if they've been compromised by the woke agenda. Fat Cat also sent me a package full of various goods to a forwarding address in Budapest that belongs to my female cousin. Now I suspect it might be possible that she could try and form some sort of secret relationship with my cousin because she also bought her some gifts. Considering that women share everything with each other, that might have been a bad move on my part. Probably not, though, as my cousin used to explain female nature to me and which women I could actually blab to with regards to secrets and which ones I couldn't. That was the first and only time I've ever seen anything like that. The reason is my cousin and myself have the same creative mind. It's like that line from Star Trek where Guinan and Picard have a relationship that transcends friendship and family. It's the same sort of thing because we inherited the same mind from my great-grandfather in eastern Ukraine. He might have actually been of Russian descent. Who knows? When I've spoken to her about reproduction, we realize they were like alien children in our families growing up, as well as our cultures at large, because we could see aspects of this world that others couldn't, and we could be creative on what seemed to be another plane of existence. Both of us felt as though we were born as part of another species due to the alienation we faced while younger. She's currently working very high in the science fiction world. That's about all I got to say on that. Fat Cat, you sent her stuff, and now she feels obligated to send you stuff. Just be aware that you're dealing with a female version of myself that understands both male and female nature. So don't try any tomfoolery on her. At first, I fantasized that when I got your package in Budapest, there would be a tarantula in there waiting for me. And for all I know, you could have pretended that it was an evil Halloween and put apples filled with razor blades in that box. Fat Cat, guys listening to this channel aren't being overbearing. And it's like you're shaming them for giving me a heads up on any potential trickery from you. I've been receiving topic donations and coaching requests from you for 7 years now, so I understand your autistic level of obsession for me. I don't mind entertaining you and doing some favors here and there. You've treated me with respect on our calls, and you never raised your voice or gotten angry at me that I could actually hear. Meanwhile, in many of your video requests, you speak about doing unspeakably cruel things to siblings. So I wonder if you're one of those women that keeps the act going around certain people, because you know that if you show your true colors, the person of interest will pick up and leave. Plus, you know that I've mentioned before that I was with the woman for 10 years that hid her real personality from me, in plain sight for that time. It wasn't until it was over that I finally saw the real Mrs. Sandman. A lot of women deserve an award for lifetime achievement for keeping the act going around men their entire lives. Sorry, but that's all I got to say to you, Fat Cat. It's just a surreal thing for a woman to buy your shirt from you the way that a guy buys underwear from their favorite naughty, lonely fans models. Especially after those pervy guys send pictures of themselves wearing that underwear. Recently, I read a study discussing how some women are not attracted to a man, but they're attracted to his status instead. The fact that other people find him interesting. That explains years ago being friend-zoned by a woman, and then when I shared my channel, she was interested in me all of a sudden. It was the status that was most likely making her change her mind. Maybe with regards to how far I could help her by elevating her own status. Who knows? Chasing famous people or those that have influence over others can take over some people's identities. Not saying that's happening to you, Fat Cat, but you're not the only one throwing themselves at me, and some women want me to have their children without even meeting me. I think that in some ways, male status shuts off the rational parts of some women's brains the way that beauty and youth shut off a man's. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat is probably smashing herself while wearing my old shirt from when I was overweight. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Make.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps Sandman from sending crusty cum socks in the mail away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.